Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So Donald Trump is using Twitter as the new bully pulpit. We'll see how long that lasts with products. The Office of Ethics prohibits the president from endorsing organizations, businesses, products, or people. But Donald Trump was still the president-elect when he sent out that tweet supporting Linda Bean of the outdoor company L.L. Bean, who reportedly donated $60,000 to the pro-Trump super PAC, Making America Great Again. Trump tweeted, "People will support you even more now. Buy L.L. Bean," to which the group grabbed your wallet said, "Boycott L.L. Bean." Now, L.L. Bean says the company doesn't take political positions, that Linda Bean is only one family member out of 50. So let's bring in Grab Your Wallet founder Shannon Coulter from San Francisco by Skype. And Shannon, what about that? It was just one family member. And 4 years ago, Linda Bean's cousin supported Barack Obama. No outcry.
Yeah, for us, it's really not about corporate leaders not supporting politicians. It's about corporate leaders not supporting highly divisive candidates and causes. Many consumers just aren't comfortable with the possibility that their hard-earned money might go towards somebody who could use it to fund the rise of yet more highly divisive figures. It's about understanding how our past purchases might have inadvertently contributed to the combative tone we see in our country today and actively moving towards something more positive.
Let's be more direct. You're saying this is about Donald Trump.
Yes, it's specifically about Donald, although this isn't the first time that Linda Bean has landed L.L. Bean in the news negatively. Mm-hmm. She's a part of some pretty controversial groups and causes, and I think it would be unrealistic for any national brand to have its corporate leadership getting involved in things like that and expect the public not to find out about it and to object to that.
Could you tick off some of those, the Linda Bean associations?
Yeah. Southern Poverty Law Center has identified a group called the Council for National Policy. They did a very deep investigation of that. So Linda Bean is involved in anti-LGBT Islamophobic groups. You know, these are the kinds of things that are available to consumers today, and they make judgment calls based on this kind of information.
Well, so here you have this hashtag. What other companies are you urging people not to support?
So there are two main kinds of companies that people are interested in who are participating in Grab Your Wallet. The first kind are retailers who have a direct business relationship with the Trump family. So a company like Amazon that sells both Donald and Ivanka Trump clothes, shoes. And then the second category, which is de-emphasized and is kind of more of like an FYI category, is about companies with corporate leaders at the C-suite level and the board level who have either endorsed Donald Trump or did some fundraising for him or did fundraising for PACs that were supportive of Trump.
Well, some would say when it comes to Donald Trump, he's somebody who's used his tweets, used his bullhorn to try to take down companies he disagrees with. He criticized H&R Block, of course, Boeing. So he's done the same thing.
He has done the same thing repeatedly, which makes it particularly ironic that Linda Bean has referred to boycotts as bullying.
Do you feel at all badly about the workers at these companies who really don't have a choice? They're not thinking about who their corporate leaders are donating to in political campaigns. They're in there, you know, in this case, making boots. Do you feel badly that they're the ones also that are getting punished?
One point to make about that is that all of the companies that we're supporting now also have employees, and we're very happy to support those companies and hopefully to contribute to those companies being able to hire more employees. The second thing to say about that is that, again, I think for brands, especially high-profile brands like L.L. Bean, it would be wildly naive to believe that your board members and C-suite members can contribute to and support and endorse highly divisive candidates and causes without consumers finding out about that and making a judgment call about that. If companies aren't already doing that as a part of their risk assessment, they probably should start.
What does L.L. Bean have to do for you? The donations been given. How do they get removed from your list?
That's a very important question because successful boycotts do give the companies on the list a way to get off of the list. And I proactively reach out to all the companies on the list to let them know what that is. Mm-hmm. L.L. Bean is a little bit odd in the sense that Linda Bean is a member of the Bean family, obviously. So there may be limitations on how much the current company leadership can separate from her. I think, however, that voting her off of the board would be a concrete, very symbolic action that they could take that would probably be enough for most Grab Your Wallet participants to start shopping with them again, which is something that they're very anxious to do.
So you've taken the stand, but you are taking it in a pretty vicious climate. What's been the attacks on your group?
I am not only getting threats now, which I'm used to because I've been getting them for a long time, but now the participants are starting to get threats, which really bothers me even more than getting them personally.
Shannon Coulter, the founder of the boycott movement, Grab Your Wallet. Shannon, thank you.
Thank you so much.